The Israel Report with Rolien Marks.
Rolien, good afternoon to you from a very, very rainy Johannesburg. What's the weather like in Israel?
Good afternoon. Very, very chilly and a little bit rainy. And, you know, as the song says, there's no party without cake. I don't know how that's relevant to the weather. I just thought it was funny and was singing along because we're in lockdown. And kind of suits us at the moment because it is rather chilly. So there's no place better to be than under a blanket somewhere.
So tell us more. You've entered lockdown 3 and what's happening with the vaccine drive?
Well, you know, as we say in Hebrew, Pam Shlishi Glida, or third time lucky, or the direct translation is third time ice cream. But yesterday at 5 p.m., Israel entered its third lockdown. Now, rumor has it that not everybody is sticking to the lockdown rules. There's some reports that some restaurants are serving takeout, even though it's forbidden, as opposed to deliver. Some of the markets like the Shukin or the market in Jerusalem is still open. Some businesses are still open. Some people are still traveling between cities, which is clearly forbidden. But I think, you know, we've got to the point where, as you would say in the vernacular there, that, you know, you're a little bit something full, cut full of, you know, being cooped up and locked down. But this is because the rate of infections are rising. However, along with the rate of infections rising, so is the speed in which we are vaccinating the nation. And today, nearly, as of the last week, nearly 400,000 people have been vaccinated. Yesterday, an estimated 100,000 people alone. And the health minister is hoping to increase this. In fact, it was discussed over the weekend whether or not we should do vaccinations 24/7. And we're expecting our next shipment in of vaccines. But yes, at the moment, Israel is retaining its lead in the most people vaccinated per capita. And hopefully, by the end of January, they're predicting about 2.5 million people would have been vaccinated, enough to form that herd immunity, say some experts. But what is very interesting is the amount of skepticism or skeptics that were quite prevalent at the beginning. That is coming down. People are starting to see that there's very little side effects. People seem to be going on with their lives and feeling normal or feeling good after being vaccinated, so are keen to get those done. You know, we don't have that anti-vax movement that you might see in the United States. So that's proceeding with the warp speed, no pun intended, or maybe a little bit of a pun intended, Chad. But as somebody tweeted out today, if Israel can get so organized with vaccines, can we do something about our postal system?
Well, sadly for South Africa, we're not in the same position. We haven't started with the vaccine rollout. And there's now talk that we're not going to start with the double dose vaccine that was initially going to be implemented, but they're going to rather wait for the single dose that's going to be coming out. Getting back to Israel, the UAE and Israel are already working together. What's this about?
Well, this is quite fascinating. This is a story that's come out in Le Monde, which is a French daily. And it's a report by a journalist who says that the UAE, Israel, the United Arab Emirates and Israel could possibly be working together to see UNRWA, that's the United Nations Relief Work Agency for Palestinian Refugees. Palestinian refugees are the only refugees in the world that have a body dedicated to dealing with their situation. And this report's come out saying maybe, well, it certainly looks like the UAE and Israel are working together to try and shutter this agency. Now, it is a very, very controversial body, even more so over the last couple of years, because they have allowed schools, they have allowed hospitals that fall under the remit of UNRWA to be used as weapon storage facilities and rocket storage facilities on behalf of Hamas and other terror entities in the Gaza Strip. And the United States quite famously pulled their funding a couple of years ago, and the UAE filled that shortfall, but now have started to pull their funding, only giving a small token amount. And one of the reasons that is given for countries like the UAE to, you know, to start pulling their funding is that they feel that this is perpetuating a cycle of refugees, that nothing concrete or no solutions are being sought to sort this out. Palestinians are the only people in the world that hold multi-generational refugee status. And some countries are starting to say, you know what? This is not conducive to peace. This is not conducive to a Palestinian state should one come about in the future. This is just perpetuating this cycle of being refugees. And it's very interesting to see how this report is going to be received in parts of the Arab world who are slowly starting to wake up to the fact that a lot of their funding that has been given towards the Gaza Strip to Hamas is not being fulfilled the way that they are hoping that it would be. Instead, it's going to other places like the perpetuation of terror against Israelis. So I think as we widen our circle of peace, we're certainly going to see some movement when it comes to the funding of Hamas, the funding of Palestinians in the Gaza Strip and in the West Bank, and just what the expectations of the Arab world are now.
And it's not just UNRWA where there's a bit of controversy. There's also issues now with the International Red Cross not focusing on human rights issues. What's going on there?
Well, yesterday I thought I was seeing things. I saw a tweet go out by the International Red Cross, and in particular their branch that operates in Israel and the Palestinian territories. And what they did ostensibly was they tweeted out that the TV show Fauda, and they went episode by episode, is in violation of international human rights law. Now, this is an organization that is supposed to provide much-needed medical help to the people of the region and to stay out of issues of conflict. But, you know, I was confused, Chad, because, you know, Fauda is a TV show. It's fictional, and, you know, one has to ask the question, who will be next? Will it be a Game of Thrones for the, you know, disproportionate use of dragons in a conflict situation, or, you know, James Bond? And you know, I say many a thing in jest, but there is a very, very serious side to this, because an organization like the International Red Cross is seen as a trusted organization that looks after the sanctity of human life and human rights. And at a time when very often, and especially in this region, facts and truth seem to be the first or immediate casualty in a time of conflict, this is perpetuating a vicious cycle of the spreading of fake news and also the spreading of anti-Semitic accusations on social media and places like Twitter, which is really just rife with it. So as much as we joke in jest, this is quite serious and very, very irresponsible on behalf of the International Red Cross.
Raleen, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon and keeping us up to date on what's happening in Israel. I look forward to chatting again tomorrow afternoon.
You and me both, my friend. Hey, I'm in lockdown. Where am I going?
That makes two of us. You keep well. It's time for the news headlines.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.